This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back. And I am an idiot, capital letters. We're going to give away a copy of the book in just a minute. Max is on the phone getting my next guest lined up. But I just wanted to tell you, Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road and the west side as well, celebrating 40 days of specials to commemorate the 40th anniversary. The special this week, now through November 21st, it is a really interesting, somewhat sweet Moscato from Australia. It's been 90 from Lindeman's. $3.99, are you out of your mind? Yeah, $3.99, regularly $8. It is one of the best deals of the 40 days of specials. By the case, it is, it's lightly sweet. It's not as sweet as some, I can tell you that. Pear, spice, brown sugar, kind of caramelized brown sugar. Really a fun deal. $3.99 at Jacob Liquor Exchange. You got to stop by. Tell them you heard about it in The Good Life. Speaking of hear about in The Good Life, you've heard me mention it before. The Walzer Foundation, part of the Walzer Auto Group campus at Greenwich and 13th, has been doing such a great job. They've been hosting a food drive at all the Wichita locations in partnership with the Kansas Food Bank. It's between the 11th and 18th. You can stop by and drop off food, and you want to do that. It's the 11th and the 18th at any of the Walzer Automotive Centers, and of course they got the best cars. And don't forget, the Walzer Foundation does so much for so many deserving charities in our town. You need to do that. And wow, I tell you what, let's do. Let's give away a copy of the book. We were speaking to John Becker and Megan Scott about Joy of Cooking. It is huge. It is magnificent. You'll be amazed when you get it. It's hefty and chock full of information. The perfect Christmas gift. You can have a free copy right now by being caller number 5, 316-869-1330. Max will take down your information, and the publisher will gladly send you a copy. Call now, 316-869-1330. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to Travis Russell. If you haven't been to Public at Brickyard lately, you got to go. This event coming up would certainly be a great opportunity to go, whether you've been before or not. And I hope there's still seats available, because this is going to sell out fast. Travis, welcome to the program, friend.
Hey, guy. How you been?
Well, the only thing to make it better is I was sitting out there on the patio with you, and you didn't have to worry about working, and we could just pound a couple and order some food.
Well, you can come down. I'll be working, but it's a beautiful day to be on the patio. So if you want to come down, I'll take some time out. We'll take a minute to sit down and have one.
You're a pal. I was so happy when Brooke, your lovely bride and partner in crime, sent me the notice about the dinner. I've been so my beer drinking days are limited because I have gout, and beer is not the best alcoholic beverage that you can drink if you have that problem.
Sure.
But it kills me because CSB makes some of the finest beers, including what? Didn't they get a spectacular award at the Great American Beer Fest this year?
Yeah, correct. They've got several medals for Great American Beer Festival, actually. I think this is their second one for their standard issue. So, Ian, Nathan, Andy, and Brandon are making some extraordinary beers over there. Really world-class examples of not just what you might typically think of as beer, but Belgian-style beers, barrel-aged beers, using something that you know a lot about, wine barrels, using whiskey barrels, that sort of thing to really build some complex flavors and do some really unique limited edition beers.
Well, then you as a chef have the opportunity to taste these products and come up with things that match them perfectly. Tell us about the what, where, and when of the dinner and what you're planning on fixing.
You got it. We've got a tasting menu up on our Facebook. You can also go to our website and get Eventbrite tickets ahead of time. It's a week from Monday. We've got about a little over half our tickets sold, so we'll cap it at 50. It's going to be a pretty exclusive event. But, yeah, our team here, we've got several local chefs that work with me on our team, Jody and Jessica, that really have, you know, spearheaded the ideas that they want to bring to the table using local vendors is, you know, sort of our thing. Finding some pumpkins from homegrown Kansas, garlic from Ori, you know, great, a variety of different farmers we've really been using, and to bring the flavors of the season to fruition on this dinner, and to complement, you know, what CSB can really do. It takes me back to before Public and CSB existed, about 2011, having a dinner with Ian and his lovely wife Summer, and talking about the concepts of, you know, his beer and our food, and now here they are, you know, commercial context, and we're able to really kind of bring this to the public.
How cool is that? The beers that these guys make are, okay, it's just my opinion. We don't want to denigrate anybody else because everybody's doing such a great job, but they really are top dog. It had to be fun for you. When I look at the menu, fried eggplant croquette with tomato butter sauce. Just the thought of that, and I can think of a bunch of beers, but you're putting that with the Great American Beer Fest Gold Medal winner, their Belgian-style grisette.
That's correct, yeah. We think, you know, much like, as you know, pairing food and wine, that butteriness, that fat, you know, sort of rich flavor, cutting that with a standard issue, you know, is what I kind of think, you know, comparing a buttery, flaky fish with a Chardonnay or with a Sauvignon Blanc, a way to contrast, you know, fat versus acid there is really the compliment and the way to set that first course off.
Second course, pumpkin soup with pumpkin chips. My wife just had some. We just had some at a vegan dinner at the Marriott. This is a perfect time of year for that. And I just can't imagine the fun it was trying to pick which beer you were going to serve with that one.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the pumpkin being on our end, the food, you know, this is tis season, right? The pumpkin spice, pumpkin latte, everyone, you know, wants a little bit of that flavor, whether it's nostalgic or it's in your coffee or whatever it is. But getting, you know, about 30 of those pumpkins from homegrown Kansas, a farm here on the north side of town, we were able to roast all those down and really, you know, kind of bring what I think is just that great flavor of pumpkin that's not artificial, not canned, really, really bright and fresh. We're really excited about that dish as well.
You've got the port barrel-aged wild ale with a great salad of Mizuna and arugula salad with balsamic roasted beets and goat cheese cheesecake. Oh, my God. That could be dinner for me. Talk about, though, when we step it up a little bit, you've got an interesting seafood course, and course number five is one of my favorite ways to serve beef short ribs, slow roasted, braised in a reduction sauce. Tell us a little bit about the seared scallops and what you're going to do with that to make it match with the Imperial IPA.
Well, seared scallops, you know, are pretty much, I think, everybody that, you know, dines out that's had seafood really loves the seared scallop. That's kind of a crowd pleaser, right? We really think that, you know, that's going to be the middle point there where you really get this fresh break, what's going on. And then to complement with IPA, you know, a lot of people that are scared away from IPA think of, you know, a California IPA that's big and piney and has huge notes. CSB is really able to, you know, add a variety of complexity to the way they handle IPAs. Not everyone is that way. So I think the balance there is the key to that dish and what's going to make it really nice.
Well, confit of fennel, tarragon,
correct,
whole grain mustard, carrot puree, mustard, microgreens. You're getting that bitterness that will be complemented by the bitter quotient in the IPA. That's going to be fun.
You're absolutely right. Those greens will complement that. And then that carrot puree is still velvety. We got some little carrots. We're able to puree that down. We put it through a chinois, so it's really smooth, velvety. And that's going to be great with that texture of that scallop.
Well, and then the short ribs. Oh, my God. And the barrel-aged stout that they do is probably my wife says she doesn't like beer, but then if you ask her what would you have, she would say, you know, a big dark beer. So she would love this,
sure,
this beer. Talk about the rib.
You know, so braised short rib, typically a lot of times you might see this even like in French Laundry, if you're a fan of Thomas Keller, what he does for those foodies that are listening. You know, you might find that with like wine, shallots, onions, deep flavors. And as you know, braising really tenderizes that meat. But we're taking that red wine portion out and we're going to bring in beer. Mm. And that's really going to add the maltiness of the beer is going to caramelize down. The sweetness of it's going to be there. You know, it's really going to come in and be strong. And then, you know, pairing it with vegetables, that crisp, cold flavor, you know, this time of year is sort of the puree that'll sell. We're really excited about that. We're getting mushrooms locally. That dish has a really nice, I think, gathering of Wichita and local terroir from the sourcing of the food, the beer. You're going to really, what I mean by that is, you know, in the wine world, you're going to taste those flavors from where it's locally specified, right? So I think that dish is really going to knock people's socks off. We're really excited about bringing that to the table.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Folks, we're talking about a dinner. It's coming up. God, I can't believe we're coming up on mid-November. It's the 18th of November.
It goes quick.
6 p.m., public at the Brickyard. That's a Monday. They're normally closed, but they're opening up for this thing. A great representation of Central Standard Brewing's top-quality craft beer with some spectacular food at public at the Brickyard. The best way to do it, is it through the website or through the Facebook page?
Either way, you can get to our Eventbrite and get reserve tickets online.
There you go.
Like I said, a little over half of sold out. You get to that Eventbrite page, link to that, and then you can reserve your tickets there.
And you better hurry. They're going fast. Travis, Russell, thanks for being a part of the program today and for putting together a great dinner.
Hey, I appreciate you, guys. Hope to see you soon.
Take care, friend. If you haven't been, you got to go to the Brickyard, not only for the outdoor patio, but go inside the restaurant. They just do such a good job. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the final segment. Dang the luck. I got a wine of the week from Rumbauer Vineyards. It's the 2017 Zinfandel. I've been sniffing and sipping, and oh, goodness me. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.